The topic tonight is, it's a shorter topic, but I think it's an interesting one that people, I think, know of such an idea, but I don't think they've really discussed or thought about the sources for this minhag, and that is the idea, the concept that if a parent is remarrying, that the children do not attend the chuppah, they do not attend the wedding, perhaps even the wedding party as well. Is there a source of such an idea? Well, we do have a remez, at least to the idea of children attending a wedding of a parent in this week's parsha. Now, the halacha is that if a parent is divorced and they remarry each other, machzer grushus, machzer grushaso, that the man remarries the woman that he divorces, then the children should certainly attend the wedding. We see this in a Gemara in Sota, Daf, Yud Beis Amad Aleph. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, that the man from the house of Levi went. So the Gemara says, Laheichan halach, where did he go to? Amar of Yehuda bar Zevina, shehalach ba'asas bito, he followed the advice of his daughter. Tana Amram Gadol Hador. They taught that Amram was the Gadol Hador. Haya. Kevin Sharash Amar Paro Harasha Kol HaBen HaYilud HaOra Tashlichehu. When Amram saw that Paro said that all of the firstborn sons should be sent into the Nile, Amar L'shav Anu Amelin. What am I doing over here? What's the purpose of being married if we're not going to be able to have children that are going to live? Amad V'girish Esishto. He got up and he divorced his wife. Amdukulon vi garshu es nishosan. He was the gadol hador. So all of the men followed in turn and divorced their wives as well. Amr lo bito. Miriam, the daughter of Amram, said, Abba, kasha gzeiroscha yos mishal paro. Your gzeira, your decision is worse than paro's. Sheparo lo gazer el hazucharim. Viata gazarta al hazucharim. Vial hanakevos. Paro made a rule against the boys that they should be killed. But by not marrying at all, you're essentially cutting out any future boys or girls from Klal Yisrael. Paro lo gazer el ba'olam hazeh, v'atzeh ba'olam hazeh olam haba. Paro said that people would be killed in this world, but you are making sure that no neshamas come into this world or the next world at all. Paro harasha sipek miskayemes gzeiraso safek enu miskayemes. Maybe the gzeira of Paro will be fulfilled, maybe it won't be, maybe children will escape, maybe they won't. Atzat sadik bevadai b'gzeiroscha miskayemes. You, the righteous, certainly your gzeira, certainly 100, if you're not married, 100% of Jewish children will not be born. Essentially, the Gemara goes on to discuss something that happens in between. Vayakam l'cha amad l'hachzer esishto, and eventually he got up and he remarried his wife. Amdu kulan v'achziru es nishoseyam, and in turn everybody also got remarried after they saw that Amram had married his wife again. Hoshiva ba'apiryon v'aharon u'miriam meraktim lefaneha. Who was at that chuppah? Aaron and Miriam, the children of Yocheved and Amram, were there. U'malachei hasharis amru eim habar mismecha. And the malachei hasharis, the ministering angel, saying that how rejoicing is the children and her mother. Eim habanim smecha. So we see clearly at this wedding, children did attend the chuppah of the remarriage of their mother and father. Now, regarding a parent where one parent has passed away, regarding a marriage where one parent has passed away, and the remaining parent remarries, what is the proper minhag regarding children attending the wedding? Is there a source for this idea? 100%. Every minhag every reliable Jewish minhag comes from a source. The source of this minhag, of children not attending the chuppah of a parent who remarries, is Rav Yuspa Shamash. Lived in the 1600s. He was the Av Beis Din in Worms, and in his Minhagim to Kehila Kadosha Vermaiza Chelik Beis, page Nun Aleph, he makes the following comments. Banim ubanos shel ha'alman o ha'almana. The sons or daughters of a widow or a widower, b'yom chuppas aviyam o imam, on the day of the wedding of their mother or father, einam holchem lebasei knesses, they do not go to the chuppah. Kol shekein lechuppah, ve'einam ba'in lesudas nesu'ah, they do not either go to the suda after the wedding. Uvayom shel achar chuppah, but afterwards, ba'in lebeis haknesses, nechnasim v'yotzim eitz aviyam imam, they go visit their father and their parents, v'lchon shom, they participate as well. This is the source. An ancient custom amongst the Yekis, certainly in Worms in the 1600s, but if he's writing it in the 1600s, that means it goes back probably at least a couple of centuries before, that the minhag is that a widowing, if a widow remarries, the children do not attend the chuppah. The Chavos Yair, the great posek of Germany as well, Rav Yair Bachrach, who wrote comments on this sefer minhagim of Vermais, makes no comments over here, seemingly agreeing to this minhagim, to this minhag, and having nothing more to add. What might be the reason for this idea? Why would it that we would not have children attend the marriage of a remarrying parent who is a widow or a widower? The Ateres Paz, Rav Pinchas Zvichi writes in his Ateres Paz Chelek Dalad, he suggests a fascinating reason. The Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parshas Pinchas, probably something we're very familiar with, that the neshamos of the relatives come to participate in the Simchas Nesuin. When we have a chuppah, there's a sense that the direct relatives of the family come, the neshamos come, and they participate in the simcha. It's logical to say, says the Ateres Paz, that if the babas and the zedos are there, then certainly the zivug rishon, certainly the neshama of this child, of the parent of this child, is there as well, who's remarrying, is also attending the wedding. Out of kavod to the neshama of the nifter, the children don't attend the wedding. So that it doesn't pain the neshamas of their own children joining a different family or seeing a child that's not theirs joining into their family of their former spouse. So because of kavod to the neshama, it says the Ateres Paz, that perhaps is the reason why the children would not attend. Now that explains a widow or a widower. What about a remarriage of a divorcee? Should the children attend there? Because again, the minhag v'rmais only spoke about an alman or a mano, a widow or a widower. But what about a divorcee? So the minhag is found there as well. We're going to suggest four reasons that are brought in the poskim. The first is brought by Rav Yehoshua Ehrenberg in his Devar Yehoshua. In the Devar Yehoshua, in Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, he writes, and he's noting that the tshuva was written from memory and without any sfar where he was. It's very impressive that he did this. But the minhag was that the son does not participate in the wedding of his mother if she is divorced and the father is remarrying the second time. The reason is that it's a lack of kibud av, because it looks like someone else is replacing the father. You have a father, and now another person stepping into the family, it seems like it's almost there's a replacement. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph says that honoring parents applies, you know, even l'achar misa as well, even if the parent's no longer there. So certainly here as well, the father is still alive. You still have to have kavod as well. Okay, Rabbi Soloveitchik says it's not the same level of kavod, but at the end of the day, we start going to have respect for this parent and for this new parent, and we try and want to make sure that everybody's covered is okay, and therefore, for this reason, we're going to not have the children at the wedding, so it's not a lack of kavod to the first father. The second reason is brought in the Aseh Lecha Rav by Rav David Halevi, the Rav of Tel Aviv, in Chelek Dal Siman Nun Zayim. He says that the minhag, which has no source that he knows of, but we do know a source, is that the child doesn't participate in the wedding of the mother who divorced and is now remarrying. He suggests that as long as the mother hasn't remarried, there's always the possibility of reconciliation. However, now that the mother is remarrying somebody else, she'll now be ushered to her first husband, the father of the son. It's not kavod av for the son to participate in something like this. This is based on a pasuk, the end of Devarim. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer Simen Yud. Hamegaris ish ishto v'achach zinsav mutaris l'achsuv l'bala. Av v'mikdash shal achar girshav v'meis. Asur l'achsuv l'rishav. The halacha is that if a man and a woman divorce, and the woman marries somebody else, and then she divorces that second husband, she may not remarry her first husband. It's usur in such a case. And therefore, if the son attends such a chuppah of his mother remarrying another man, what's essentially saying is there's no possibility ever again of my parents remarrying. There's no possibility of reconciliation, and therefore, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Reason number three, which is brought here in the Aseh Lecha Rav, he suggests that when the mother remarries another man, it will force the son to honor his new stepfather according to the din in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara in Ksuvah Staf Kof Yud Gimel says that before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi died, he calls his sons and told them to be careful with the honor of their mother. Why would he need to tell them this? Doesn't the Torah say you have to honor your mother and father? Why does he have to tell his children to honor their mother? So the Gemara says that the mother was a stepmother, and therefore he needed to caution them to be mechabit her. So the Gemara there in Ksuvis asks, what do you mean? Honoring your father's wife is also a chiv from the Torah. It says, kabedes avich vesimecha, and S, which is extra in the Torah, is required of you to honor your father's wife and your mother's husband. So that's halacha as well. So the Gemara says that that halacha, that you're chayav to be mechabed your father's wife or your mother's husband, is when your biological parents are still alive. Out of respect for him, you have to treat the spouse with the same respect. But achar misa, once your biological parent passes away, there's no longer any mitzvah to honor a step-parent. It was for this reason that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had to caution his sons and tell them, you need to honor her out of my request, even though I'm not going to be alive. And it appears in this Gemara that honoring a step-parent when the parent is still alive is a Torah commandment. So you have to be mechabed the step-parent. Now, it's not kavod for his natural father for the son to partake in an event that's going to force the son to honor another man like his father. This is certainly the case with little children who might be raised by the stepfather and mother's home. And Rav Pinchas Zivichi writes the same thing as Ataras Paz, that now you're going to have to be mechabed another person, ki'ilu, like it's your father. It's not nice to the other father, to the biological father, the other children don't go. Those are three reasons that have to do with the kibbut of the aim aspect of what's going on over here, right? Either it's not, it looks like someone's replacing the father, it looks like that there's no more reconciliation, or the stepfather's not going to have his own kavod. Those are three reasons about the kavod of the parents. I want to show you a fourth reason that's brought in the Sefer Batim Levadim. How I came across the Sefer is a very interesting story, but we're not going to get into it right now. But it was recommended to me to look in the Sefer by a Talmud Chacham, and he points me in the direction of the Sefer. Rav Yaakov Moskowitz, in his Batim Levadim, the Rav Yaakov Moskowitz is the Shatz Bnei Brak Rebbe. He is the Rebbe of Shatz Bnei Brak. Two volumes just about the halachos of Zivug Sheni. Two thick volumes just about the halachos of a second marriage. So Rav Yaakov Moskowitz says that the Gemara in Shabbos Alf Laman Gimel says, HaKol Yodin Kala Laman Nichnasa L'Chuppah. Everyone knows why a Kala is going to the Chuppah. We don't talk about it. We know what's going to happen after the Chuppah. We don't talk about it. It's not, it's Nivel Peh. The Gemara in Sachem says, Daphnan Aleph, Am HaKol Adam, Ima Kol Adam Rochets, Chutz Me Aviv V'chamav, Ubal Ima Ubal Achoso. A person is allowed to take a bath or a shower in a shower house with any other person, except your father or your father-in-law or your stepfather. Okay? Why? Because due to the nature of your relationship with that person, you might come to ponder how you came to be related. And it's usher to have thoughts about intimacy between a man and a woman. And therefore, it says with Yaakov Moskowitz, we don't want the child of the parent remarrying to have to think about intimacy between the parent and the new spouse. And therefore, it's not going to be appropriate for them. And therefore, he says, that's a reason why we don't want the children to be at the chuppah. So those are four reasons that are offered. What do the poskim say about this minhag? So Yecheskel Roth, the Carlsberg Rav, writes in the Maris Yecheskel that the proper minhag of the children is not to attend the marriage, and the suda when the parents remarry, but the grandchildren do attend. This is the opinion of Rav Yashav, quoted in the Ashrei Ish. Rav Moshe Bransdorfer writes in the Heichal Harach Elakei that a person should be careful to not attend the chuppah for a widow or a divorcee if he's the child, but you can attend the suda because it's proper to be mesameach the parent who's remarrying. And that's what the Batim Levadim writes as well. That's what Rabbi Moskowitz writes as well. And he says that the issues of tznius mentioned above, it shouldn't apply to the Simchas Chasen V'Kala because it's after the chuppah is over. And also it's a big mitzvah to be Mesameach Chasen V'Kala, and the children shouldn't be exempt from such a mitzvah as well. Now, who says that there's no issue for the children to attend? Well, in the Sefer Maya and Omer, Chelek Tes, they say that they ask Rav Avi Yosef, and he said it's simply up to the parent who's remarrying. In the Ataras Paz, the minhag is not found in the Sephardi community at all, so by Sephardim, there's no such concept. Rav Menachem Chacham, who's the rabbi of Or Yakiva is a community that's near Haifa. So he writes in his Shuvah Zahav Menachem Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Vav that there's no halachic reason to keep children from attending a parent's second marriage, whether of the mother or the father. In his opinion, he says, it's important for children to attend to show their acceptance of what their parent is doing is the right thing. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Beis says, Amar Rav Yochanan kol adam shemesa ishto rishona kilu char beis hamikdash b'yamav. When a man's first wife dies, as if the beis hamikdash is destroyed. Amar Rav Alexandri kol adam shemesa ishto b'yamav olam chashev rado. When a spouse dies, the whole world is dark for him. Rabbi Yossi bar Bechanina says pisiyaso miktaros. Your steps are shorter. Rabbi Bahu says asaso nefelis. Your advice is not as sharp. A person who loses a spouse, it's very challenging, very difficult. And now, the mother or the father has found happiness. They found simcha. They found a spouse to share the rest of their life with. The child needs to understand, says Rav Menachem Chacham, the pain the parent has been in this whole time, and to not abandon the parent in their time of need. If the parent wants to get remarried, the children need to show a level of simcha to support it to the best of their ability. If not attending the wedding with the parent is going to cause pain to the parent, then the child needs to find in their heart to attend that wedding. And therefore he sees a strong reason to go if the child's able to. The Batim Levadim says that the Minag of Worms says that if the person who was never remarried marries to someone who was divorced or widowed, then we treat the wedding like that of someone who was never married. So he argues that we can assume that the Minag of these children not attending wouldn't apply in a case where the new spouse has never married before. And he says it's clear that the entire minug is only for the children, and there's no issue of any other relatives attending the chuppah, grandchildren, or things like that. So what would I say here, halacha lemaisa? It's a good question. I would say if a person has a family, a strong family minug, they know that they come from strong minhagim, where this is not done, so you should follow the minug. For Svardim, 100% there's no minug at all to be mekayim this. But if a person's on the fence, so then they need to talk it out with the parents. They need to try to come to a consensus. If these are the issues of kibud av aim are very concerning for them, and they don't want to hurt the divorcee parents or the neshama of the parents who passed away, so maybe that's something important to them. But if it's very meaningful to the parent who's remarrying for the child to be there, so perhaps they can come to a conclusion and to push this aside in the sake of giving kibud av aim to the living parents or the parent who's marrying, and to give a sense of simcha to them remarrying. Okay. We'll stop here, a shorter shiur, and have a good Shabbos.